Yeah, right. Guys, I have, for my radios and stuff, I have two linear supplies over here. I've had since, got one I had since the late, well, no, be about 1998, and I think the other one's a 2004. But the one I'm using on this radio now, this DB, is a 5-amp pyramid. And over in the corner there on the table, I got a 20-amp Astron. Man, that thing's heavy. Boy, is that thing heavy. But linear's better. Yeah, like I said, I just wondered, because you got to be careful with the switchers. And even the best made switching supply, you'll never get it completely filtered out to where it doesn't interfere with, that's why, you know, like your big screen TVs and stuff interfere with radios and stuff. It's not the TV screen itself, it's the switching supply in them. You got any switching supplies plugged in your house, you know, constantly plugged in, you're going to get radio noise from them. That's all. I just was wondering, that's all. But, yeah, I'd be careful. If it's a switching supply, I'd be careful with them, because I'm just advising, you know, because some of them are built okay, and like I said, they have protection. They have the crowbar in them and everything, and some don't, you know, because they're just slapped together Chinese supplies. That's when you take your risk. If something in there, like I said, like the MOSFET or something should short out, it's going to throw 120 volts right across your output. And, you know, I don't know, man. The 12-volt radios and stuff don't seem to like 120 volts across them. They're okay.